Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy. Oh my gosh, he's so fine. Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the hizzle for shizzle, biznatch.
Helps to turn my microphone on. Hey, everybody. This is Dominic Jimenez here, Titillating Sports. I'm in for Rick. Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. We're also heard on TuneIn, iHeart, Stitcher, SiriusXM, and on the American Forces Radio Network. We're also heard terrestrially on regular local radio stations. And a huge shout-out to the troops keeping us safe, listening in on AFN. We're big fans of yours, so we appreciate all that you do to keep us safe so that we can talk sports. Hope we can provide some entertainment for you to get you away from the rigmarole and the grind that you are experiencing. Coming up this hour, on the other side, we'll have J.D. Sharp. 25 after, we'll have actor, veteran actor. He does Broadway, film, television, reality TV now as a judge on a game show. Tay Diggs. So he'll join me at 25 after, talk about the season finale of his new show, Second Chance Stage. That's airing tonight. Can be seen on Max. So we've got J.D. Sharp. We've got Tay Diggs. 40 after. We've got open lines, so if you want to give me a call, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, that'll be the number to get in and get heard at 40 after. So until then, unless JD doesn't appear, I will not have open lines. So you want to call in, hang tight, give me a call at 40 after, a couple minutes before is fine, I'll pick it up during the break, and we'll get going. College football playoff starts this weekend. Are you ready? I can't say I'm ready, but I'm ready to see what happens. Not that I need to see the games, but I'm ready for chaos. Oh, and Thursday Night Football, too. All right, yeah, sure. All right, I'm Dominic Jimenez. This is Titillating Sports.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
This is J.D. Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at BetUS.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to WorldwideSharp@gmail.com, and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
It's the holiday season, and Mexico's number one beer is here, Corona Extra Beer. Enjoy it responsibly during the holiday season, and enjoy our road shows on Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. We'll have reporters fanned out across the country at all the major bowl games, the first ever college football championship on Sports Byline in Sports Overnight America, presented by Corona Beer. Mexico's number one beer is here. Distributed by Crown Distributors, Chicago, Illinois.
You're listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
All right, welcome back into the show. I remember to hit the on button this time. It's amazing when you don't have your little hit of caffeine in the morning how the brain fails to work sometimes. No JD Sharp yet. You can give me a call, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Get you on and get you heard. And I was going to talk college football with JD. Definitely not my forte in terms of carrying a segment doing it, but you know what? I'm going to get you a little prepared anyway. Is this going to be hard-hitting, cold analysis? No. But you know what it will be? Is it will be analysis from somebody who's not emotionally invested. I've watched little of this, little football. I've followed it. I've seen highlights, followed storylines, all that kind of stuff. But when it comes to sitting down and watching games, yeah, I can't say I've completely done that. But the college football playoff does start this weekend, Saturday, December 21st. We got three games. Number 10, SMU against Penn State. Clemson versus their number 16, versus number 3, Texas. And number 7, Tennessee versus number 6, Ohio State. And fun fact, the SMU-Penn State, the get-in price is $51. Clemson-Texas get-in, $143. And Tennessee-Ohio State, $115. And because I haven't fully leaned into it, I'm fascinated. So Tennessee, Ohio State, that's taking place at Ohio Stadium. You can call that a home game. Clemson versus Texas is taking place at Texas Memorial. That's a home game for Texas. SMU versus Penn State is at Beaver Stadium. And now I know a lot of these games are the technical matchups for some bowls. like when we had the four-team playoff. Oh, yeah, the semifinals are the Sugar Bowl and the Fiesta Bowl, and then the national championship's the national championship. So I'm just, that's what's happening there. And that's why you don't have these pure home games. And I'm so stupid. I'm sorry. This actually all kicks off Friday. I missed it. I was looking at the schedule, and I see Ohio, Jacksonville State, and I see Tulane in Florida. Those are on Friday. Didn't expect to see at the bottom on Friday, number 8, Indiana, number 5, Notre Dame at Notre Dame Stadium. Now, as an impartial observer of college football, here's some things I've noticed. The first thing that I've noticed is I don't think that there is a quote-unquote unbeatable team. Now, technically, that's never the case. Anybody is beatable on any given day, night, afternoon, evening, whatever, Sunday, Saturday, Monday, whatever day of the week it might be. Anyone is beatable. And yeah, Oregon, fantastic this year. Number one seed. But there have been times in the past, especially with what we've had with the four-team playoff, where you look at it and you're like, all right, Alabama's going to win, right? Right? None of these teams can beat Alabama. And there have been times where Alabama steamrolled everybody. And there also have been a couple instances where Alabama did not steamroll everyone and they did not win the national championship. So, with that said, when I go into the memory banks of what I remember from the season, what I've read, what I've watched, the highlights I've seen, I don't think there's that team. Again, Oregon, number one seed. Pretty sure they were undefeated. They're clearly the, by the metrics, the best team in college football, deserving of the number one seed. However, do I think that they're unbeatable, impervious to an upset? Absolutely not. And then you throw in the fact that there are teams like Georgia who are a lower seed that are capable of beating any team, anytime, anywhere. Just a matter of consistency. I mentioned Notre Dame. Notre Dame's a decent team this year. And then you've got the upstarts, the SMUs, the Boise States, the Indianas. They beat the teams that were in front of them and made it to the playoff. Now, how do they handle the teams? They're just not taking anything away from these teams. There were some nice wins mixed in there. Boise State had the Heisman runner-up, for crying out loud, with Ashton Jeanty. I'm not taking anything away from them at all. But it is a little different when you got to play Georgia in, like, the second round when, at least over the last 8 years, Georgia's been a contender for the national championship, and technically they still are. They're in the playoffs. And I think every team is vulnerable. SMU, Penn State, yeah, I could see SMU winning. Clemson, have they been good the last couple years? Not by their lofty standards that have been set there by Dabo Sweeney over the last 10-plus years. But could they win? Yeah. Tennessee, could they get upset? Yes. Ohio State, they've been very good, but they're beatable. And then again, Indiana, Notre Dame. It could happen. And I think, I'm trying to debate what would be better for college football. Would it be best to have the teams that will draw ratings that everyone loves, the Notre Dame, not everyone loves, but the teams that'll draw a rating, the Notre Dames, the Georgias, I guess Oregon, Texas, Ohio State, Penn State, these teams that have huge fan bases nationally. Would it be best if they make it deep into the playoffs, into the national championship, or in the first year of this expanded playoff, would it be better to have absolute chaos reign supreme in the first round? I'm of the belief that I think everything will be more justified. The size of the field, the teams that got in, I think if you have two, three, maybe even four upsets in that first round, the playoff committee, the selection committee, it becomes justified. Because right now they're getting criticized. Oh, dude, how did this team get in? Why are they seated there? Whoa, what a joke. What about this team? Alabama, they should have been in there. That's been the discourse since this bracket was announced. But now if you have a team that got in, say, over a Clemson, that got in over Alabama, and I don't know if Clemson actually won the ACC or not, so I know there were automatic bids. Anyway, if a team that got in, quote-unquote, at large, over Alabama or a school like that that just missed out, goes into their first matchup and upsets a team, now we look like geniuses, college football playoff bracket selection committee. I think the chaos, I don't know if the chaos will lead to ratings, which obviously, end of the day, it's about the ratings, folks. Let's not pretend that it's not. It's about the ratings. But the discourse that will come from upsets and upsets and upsets will not be upsetting. It'll be fun. It'll be good. Talk shows like myself here will be thriving, breaking down the chaos. I'm Dominic Jimenez. Coming up next, veteran actor Taye Diggs joins me to talk about his new game show on Max.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You're listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, heard coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. There is a cool show that has been airing on the Magnolia Network, which can be seen on Max. It is called Second Chance Stage, and the season finale will be dropping tonight, the 19th, Thursday, and can be seen on Max. I'm very excited to welcome in now one of the judges alongside country music superstar Martina McBride and Saturday Night Live cast member Heidi Gardner. This man is a star of stage, screen, and you can say now streaming, and that is veteran actor and performer Tay Diggs. Tay, welcome to the show. Second Chance Stage highlights the talents of contestants who have had to push their dreams aside for years, even decades. And as a veteran performer, you've been on Broadway, TV, film. What did it mean to you to be part of this show and kind of help be part of someone's second chance at getting their big break?
Oh, it was very unexpected. I've always wanted to be a judge on one of these competition shows. And, you know, I have had experience, and I feel like I know enough to give some quality critiques. But once we started that show, the emphasis completely changed, and I found myself being more moved and learning more than perhaps some of the performers. You know, to be able to witness these people who had a dream and then had to put their dream to the side and then muster up the courage to go back and perform in front of the audience and the millions of viewers, as well as us judges, was very moving, very moving. So I'm very grateful for the opportunity, and I try to remember these moments while moving forward.
Now, we've seen enough reality competition shows, and part of the appeal of it to the viewer is getting attached to the contestants and their story. But with a show like Second Chance Stage, you mentioned how you were moved because this isn't just somebody on a singing show trying to live out their dream. It's somebody who has had to push aside their dream. So you, who is, you know, somebody who's been successful on multiple avenues, being able to live out your dream, did you kind of feel yourself wanting to take these contestants under your wing a little bit too, in addition to being moved by their story, but very much want to help be part of them achieving that dream of theirs?
100%. You know, as you just stated, a lot of the competition shows that are out there kind of only focus on the performance element, and I think a lot of times those shows can be a little bit more easy to judge, but in our situation, we couldn't help but be moved by their personal experiences and affected at how that kind of changed their performance and the effect that it had on us. So in one breath, it's so great to be a part of a show that's a little bit different, and then in another, you know, we were left with you know, different feelings because we couldn't help but be affected by these people's personal experiences.
Now, as somebody who, you know, you've lived life, you've been through it, you've been in the limelight, and fame has been attached with you, in terms of your life experiences, how high up there does it rank having to tell somebody no on a show like this where they are trying to have that second chance at following their dream?
Well, something that we tried to instill in all of the performers, and this is something that we believed, you know, being on the other side and witnessing, you know, these people on stage and having the courage that they were living. I think their second chance. They were already winners. As corny as that sounds, you know, the fact that these people, you know, came back and are still swinging, that to me is a win in itself. So even though it is a competition show and we have to pick a winner, you know, we all try to remind ourselves and remind these performers that it was more than that. And that, you know, they might not have won the grand prize, but, you know, just to keep following your dreams and not give up on them. That's the message that we all kind of take with us and hope that the performers take away with them as well.
We're speaking with Taye Diggs, star of stage, screen, and streaming now. He's one of the judges on Second Chance Stage, and the finale of the show will air tonight on Max as part of the Magnolia Network, so you can check out who will win the competition, and you can see host Emmanuel Acho and the judges Taye, along with SNL cast member Heidi Gardner and country star Martina McBride. Obviously, you're doing something that you love, stage, film, acting. Was there another passion of yours that you've had in your life where every now and then maybe you'll be like, I wonder what would have happened if I had gone down this path and tried to do this? Is there something that appealed to you when you were younger that you kind of wonder what would have happened?
Not really, man. I was pretty busy, you know, with you know, the singing and the acting and the dancing and, you know, every once in a while, you know, like I love to play sports. My son, you know, is a basketball player, so I have that sports element I get to kind of live through him. I'm pretty okay. You know, right now I'm very curious and I'm kind of experimenting with producing and hosting. So that's been fun, and I want to continue along that path. But I feel very very lucky.
Now, I was speaking with a singer, actor, and a judge on a show, Robin Thicke, the other day, and he was telling me one of the keys to success in Hollywood and just any kind of media is chemistry. And I think back to one of my first memories of seeing you on screen was in Malibu's Most Wanted, and your chemistry with Anthony Anderson to this day, 20-plus years later, might be unmatched. Was that film as much fun for you to film with somebody like Anthony Anderson pretty much by your side the entire time as it was for viewers to watch?
I have never laughed so much on any in my life. Every day, all day, all we would do was laugh. And, you know, that was great because it just reminded me how fun a job can be. You know, we were allowed to kind of improvise and go off script and do what we felt, and luckily it worked. And I just finished a project with Anthony Anderson, The Real Full Monty, where we kind of did this dance to raise awareness for different types of cancer. So he's still just as funny as he was back then.
We've got about a minute and a half left here. I saw that you'll be voicing King Triton in an upcoming series for Disney. However, this is not your first foray with both Disney and The Little Mermaid. How excited are you to go from dancing in a show at Tokyo Disney to now being the voice of King Triton?
That is scarily very accurate. The whole phrase, the belief that, you know, everything comes full circle. I didn't even realize that was a situation until somebody, I didn't realize that was the case until somebody reminded me. Because the name of the show that I did in Tokyo Disneyland was Sebastian's Caribbean Carnival. So even that Disney World, you know, kind of came back to catch me. So it's fun when life kind of presents those situations.
All right, that has been the voice of Taye Diggs. Check him out tonight, the finale of Second Chance Stage on Magnolia, on Max, part of the Magnolia Network. We'll see who the judges choose as the winner of the competition. Taye, thanks so much for taking some time and joining us. We appreciate having you on today.
Thank you for having me. Take care.
You too. Thank you so much. That was the voice of Taye Diggs, and you've heard me on this network. I'm a big Disney fan, so I had to sneak in the Disney question, and we were up against it, so I didn't have a ton of time to let him really go with it. But young Tay Diggs was a performer at Tokyo Disney in a show. I forget the title of it. He mentioned it, but themed with Sebastian from The Little Mermaid and the crab. And now he's voicing King Triton all of these years later. Pretty cool how things work out. I'm not a huge, the universe will manifest it, the universe will speak to you. I'm not one of those kind of people, but it is very cool when you see something like that happen and kind of come. It literally is full circle. You started your early career as a dancer, and then at some point you get to voice one of the main characters in a series from that same performance you were doing. Very cool from Tay Diggs. And if you haven't seen Malibu's Most Wanted, does it age well as a film? Probably not. Like a lot of movies from the late 90s, early 2000s, they haven't necessarily aged well with the way society has changed over the last 20 years. But I will say, still a funny movie. And we've had Jamie Kennedy in studio. What a guy. All right, I'm Dominic Jimenez. More Sports Byline USA on the other side.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495.
That's 800-788-1495.
Now, back to Titillating Sports on Sports Byline USA.
Welcome back to Sports Byline USA. Titillating Sports, Dominic Jimenez in for Rick. Open lines. You can give me a call, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You can talk about... Well, whatever you want to talk about in the world of sports. You can talk about the college football playoff, NBA Cup, soccer, baseball, hot stove, Nolan Arenado declining a trade because he's got a full no-trade clause. So a trade was in place to go to the Astros, and he's like, no, I'm good. Now, I've seen today, you know, the day after the trade reportedly was blocked, that he just wants the third base market to develop more before accepting a trade. Alex Bregman's a free agent. Alex Bohm is reportedly on the trade block. They tried to trade him to the A's for Mason Miller, they being the Phillies. So whatever you want to talk about, 1-800-878-7529. And if you're over the age of... we'll call it 25, 1-800-878-PLAY. And you'll know what I mean. Okay. For the last few years, we have, and I say we as an American, as somebody who lives in America, as somebody who watches football, that's what I mean by we. Somebody who pays attention to football, it doesn't even have to be in America. We've ridiculed and laughed at and joked about the utter dysfunction with the New York Jets. This was a team, mind you, they have an iconic victory in the history of football, the Joe Namath game. It's a proud franchise, once proud franchise. This is a team that got to the AFC Championship game a handful of years ago with Mark Sanchez as their quarterback. Yes, Mark Sanchez, the butt fumble, eating a hot dog on the sideline guy. I think the hot dog on the sideline, I think he got way too much flack for that. Him falling into his own lineman and fumbling deserves all the jokes. But this is a team where, at times, they have been very good, with the exception of quarterback play. They went and drafted Zach Wilson, a top five pick out of BYU. That didn't work. They labored through guys like Mike White and I think Tim Boyle. It definitely didn't work. They trade for Aaron Rodgers. Trade? Maybe they just signed him. Anyway, they get Aaron Rodgers. Blows out his Achilles in the first quarter of the first game. It's okay. When he comes back, we'll be good. Hasn't been the case this year. They fire their GM, Joe Douglas. They fire their head coach, Robert Saleh. Aaron Rodgers continues to be a controversial figure whenever he speaks. I'm not saying that he's wrong. I'm not saying that he's right. Aaron Rodgers is allowed to believe whatever he wants to believe in. He can do what he wants to do. And he said some things that a lot of people are, huh? What are you talking about? You do you, man. But the Jets haven't been good. And of late, especially with the Saleh firing and the Joe Douglas firing, a lot of people have been pointing the finger at owner Woody Johnson. Now, all of you out there, I'm going to need you to buckle the F up. Because this story is so unbelievably, impossibly, absurd that I didn't believe it. I'm like, okay, this has to be from a troll account. Somebody's just making stuff up at this point. No. This news report that I'm about to share with you, hang with me there, is from the New York Times. This is from The Athletic. Here's the latest controversy with the Jets. An article came out today that is implying that Woody Johnson's teenage sons have some influence on him in regards to the team's personnel decisions. In the article, it was reported that in the offseason, the Jets were very close to acquiring, at the time, Broncos receiver Jerry Jeudy, but at the last minute pulled out, and the Broncos were confused. And Woody Johnson alluded to his Jerry Jeudy's Madden rating as the ultimate reason that they decided not to go through with the trade. Jerry Jeudy traded to the Cleveland Browns, 1,000-yard receiver for the first time in his career this year. Yeah, you heard me right. The owner of the Jets said, let's not do this trade because Jerry Jeudy's Madden rating is too low. I'll get more into the article, but there was another Jerry Jeudy was not the only player. Woody Johnson also reportedly pushed back on signing free agent guard Josh Simpson due to his lackluster quote-unquote awareness rating. We're out here at the professional level, NFL, the highest level of football in the world, and we're letting Madden influence our decisions? This isn't like the stories Rick has told in independent league baseball. Okay? Independent league baseball, okay, fine. You want to try funky things where the fans can make decisions? I did say funky. Great. We'll experiment. It's a gimmick to draw people to the games. Sure. But it's preposterous at the NFL level for Madden to be influencing an owner's personnel decision-making. Now let's continue with this Athletic article. A team spokesperson said in response to Johnson's sons being involved in team-based decisions, it is used as a reference point, it is not determinative. It's really sad that an adult would use a misleading anecdote about teenagers to make their father look bad. It's ridiculous, quite honestly. The idea that this was used to influence the opinion of experienced executives. The Suns have no roles in the organization. It's completely ridiculous to suggest they have any outside information is intended to replace the opinions of Woody Johnson's staff. Now, the article included two quotes. One from a current and unnamed executive with the Jets, and the other from former general manager Joe Douglas, who was fired earlier this year, as I mentioned. This is the executive. When we're discussing things, you'll hear Woody cite something that Brick or Jack read online that's being weighed equally against whatever opinion someone else in the department has. I hope Brick is his nickname. I hope that's not his government name that they gave him. Brick? Should be playing football instead of Madden with a name like Brick. And the following quote was reportedly said by Joe Douglas prior to the start of the season, which would be his final season. Joe Douglas said, this is so great. It's five words. I answer to a teenager. The story also includes Jets players saying that they heard Johnson's sons loudly disparaging certain players in the locker room after a late season loss to the Browns last year. Johnson and his wife have also been overheard criticizing players in the locker room, according to the story. And I'm baffled. And I don't remember who the Madden ratings guy is. He got really popular. I think it was really during the pandemic on social media. You know, players would jokingly tweet at him like, "Oh, did you see that performance? You better bump me up." And you know, there's ratings reveals. Madden and the ratings has become a huge thing for fans, for Madden, for players. But it's usually fun. It's tongue-in-cheek, where I've seen a lot of soccer, what was formerly FIFA, those ratings reveals, and a player be like, "I'm an 84? My speed is only a 78? I'm the fastest guy on the team. That's absurd." It's usually stuff like that. Or like, "Hey, Madden, what gives? I'm better than a 74. And mind you, I went and looked. Jerry Jeudy's Madden rating during the offseason was an 81. That's not even bad. If you want to go solely on Madden ratings, I don't know what Garrett Wilson's is, but I didn't look it up, but I imagine Garrett Wilson started the season at maybe an 84. You'd be pairing him up with another wide receiver who's an 81? That's pretty good. Then they went ahead and got Davante Adams, who's probably a high 80s, low 90s. After his performance last weekend, maybe mid-90s. I don't know. I don't know what Davante Adams is at. But the notion that the person in Silicon Valley at EA headquarters doing the Madden ratings has any influence on what can actually happen in real football with real decision making is insane. And I'm not saying this to disparage the Madden person. That's a real job. And it's a real hard job, because it's one of those ones you can't please everybody, and somebody's always going to be irritated with you. "Oh, that rating's too high. Hey, that rating's too low." You can't win. But the idea that a professional sport, not even just football, this is not just football, any professional sporting organization would look at a player's video game rating, whether it's Madden, whether it's 2K, whether it's MLB The Show, NHL, whatever it is, FIFA, I don't care. That shouldn't even be a conversation unless you're talking about, "Boy, my player, have you seen how he's doing this year? He's way better than an 82. My boys were telling me he's only an 82, and what we're getting 90 performance. Madden's got to catch up." That's the only time, maybe the players are having a tournament, but organizationally, that is the only time Madden or a video game should come up when it comes to the owner. Or maybe they're trying to buy EA, something like that. Making decisions based on a Madden rating, moronic. And, you know, the way the Jets have been going, I can't say I'm all that surprised. I'm Dominic Commander. This is Titillating Sports.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free.
So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
You're listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
Just when I thought the story about the Jets was going to be I didn't expect to see that on the internet thing today. I've got one more, and it doesn't one up it. It's not better than the Jets story, but I will say, huh? What? Where did this come from? Ready? Sammy Sosa today released a statement to Cubs fans addressing performance-enhancing drug allegations, which literally have been around for 25 years. I left it all on the field for the Cubs and Cubs fans because I wanted to win and make the fans happy. There were times I did whatever I could to recover from injuries in an effort to keep my strength up to perform over 162 games. I never broke any laws, but in hindsight, I made mistakes and I apologize. Okay. Again, we are in 2024, heading into 2025. Why did Sammy Sosa feel compelled to release that statement, which he technically doesn't admit to anything? He said mistakes were made and he did whatever he could. We've seen him in front of Congress. We've seen him completely disappear. We've seen him reappear. Why now? I don't get it. Some of the comments were like, oh, he needed some money. What is he going to monetize here? I'm pretty sure Sammy Sosa does not have an account on X that is monetized. So Sammy Sosa admits to using PEDs without completely admitting to using PEDs. As we head into the year 2025. And again, still not the weirdest thing that I saw today. Woody Johnson lets his teenage sons use Madden to help influence decisions. I'm Dominic Jimenez. I got to get out of here.
Yeah, man, I hope we don't have brain damage.
Great way to end the show.